line toll free and take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
So, there's some bad news we gave you last hour about Mark Emery and the fact that the Prince of Pot, the publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine, is still in federal prison. They're refusing to allow him to transfer back up to Canada. That's just kind of a summary there of what the bad news was. There's a little bit of good news, hopefully, that might counter that to some extent in your mind, and that is, of course, that in Massachusetts, they have been having some real success with decriminalization efforts. There was a ballot measure back in, I think it was 2008, where the people of Massachusetts voted fairly overwhelmingly for the idea of marijuana decriminalization. I'm not just talking about medical cannabis here. I'm talking about the decriminalization of the possession of, I believe it was up to 1 ounce of cannabis. And it essentially turned that from a misdemeanor charge, an arrestable offense, into a ticketable violation. And the way the law is written, it makes it really easy to non-cooperate with the tickets. There's actually no punishment for those who don't pay the tickets. So effectively, it has become a non-issue. The idea of having marijuana on your person, in your car, up to an ounce, is effectively a non-issue. People are en masse not paying these tickets. It's just a huge non-cooperation movement on the issue of marijuana down in Massachusetts. And that's great news. And that we've talked about to quite an extent, I think, on this program. There was an update recently where the Massachusetts Supreme Court made the decision that a puff of smoke is not enough, or the smell of smoke is not enough to allow a police officer to order people out of a car to be searched for anything, let alone illegal drugs. And this was another landmark decision that the court made as a result of this law being in place, or this decriminalization effort. The court looked at this and they said, look, this isn't a crime anymore, effectively. So you can't use evidence of it as evidence that other crimes have been committed. You can't, you know, this is, you cannot, any search that you do based on the smell in the car is going to be thrown out. And they made that decision. That's a huge decision for them to make. Great news for the ideas of freedom, I think.
I don't know. I guess it just stands sort of to reason when it's no longer a criminal matter. It's actually a civil matter, as I guess, where the state is the plaintiff or something. And I guess that it just kind of stands to reason more than anything. I don't know.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So police1.com, this is a website where police news is posted. And so this is the news from the Lowell Sun that they're reporting here, and that's Lowell, Massachusetts, where they talk about how the Supreme Court recently made this particular decision, and local police chiefs are fuming over the ruling, says the Lowell Sun, which serves to further decriminalize marijuana laws in
the
state.
Is that another little play on the marijuana thing, fuming?
I think so. Yeah. Lowell Police
They're
Superintendent
smoking mad.
Kenneth Lovely said simply, law enforcement has been given a setback. What?
Law enforcement has received a hit to their bong.
It's a disappointing situation, said Tewksbury Chief Timothy Sheehan.
It's like a SWAT to their one-hitter.
In a 4-1 decision this week, the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled that in light of the passage of the 2008 ballot question that decriminalizes less than an ounce of marijuana, that the odor of burnt marijuana alone cannot reasonably provide suspicion and criminal activity to justify an exit order when police order people out of a vehicle, or according to one of their chief justices. But Justice Judith Cowan, the lone dissenting vote, wrote that even though possession of a small amount of marijuana is now no longer criminal, it may serve as the basis for a reasonable suspicion that activities involving marijuana that are indeed criminal are underway. But remember, she was one vote out of five. The other four voted in favor of stopping the police from this intrusive behavior. And the police are upset. The ruling has raised concerns from police while generating praise from defense attorneys and advocates of legalizing marijuana. Sheehan said he had read the ruling and agreed with Cowan's dissent because, this is again the cop saying this, because the smell of marijuana could indicate possession of a non-criminal amount of the drug or a larger amount that could still lead to criminal charges. He said that there's just as much of a chance that there's a criminal amount of marijuana. I feel like this handcuffs our ability.
Why is there just as much of a chance? How can you statistically say that the cop is dealing with somebody who could, instead of just having a small amount, have a criminal amount?
it would seem to be ludicrous. The idea that in any randomly pulled over vehicle with the smell of marijuana present,
there's a 50-50 chance that they have a bale in the trunk.
More than an ounce. Yeah. How many people travel around? How many marijuana smokers travel around regularly with more than an ounce of pot?
It would seem to me that there is less than a 50-50 chance.
Far less. But it doesn't matter. He can just lie through his teeth. And,
he's a cop. He can get away with it.
I'm going to develop some perfume and call it Eau du Cannabis or something.
I believe it's been done.
Oh.
You might want to look around for that. Lalladay said it's important for police officers to be able to determine if something else is going on in the car, such as the driver is under the influence or if there is marijuana or other drugs being sold. Sheehan says he does not think the ruling limits officers from getting a driver out of the car if the officer suspects the driver is too intoxicated to be legally driving. Lavallee said that if the officer determines there are no other circumstances than no harm, no foul, I don't understand why it, a search, would be a concern. With this ruling, we are put in a situation where our efforts to maintain public safety are diminished. So all this big hubbub over the fact that the police can no longer use the excuse that they smell marijuana as a reason to get you out of the car, they are saying that this is a threat to public safety.
Well, I think that that's probably the best argument I've heard here, is that that driving while intoxicated is against the law. I find it a problem that there isn't an amount of blood, marijuana, blood THC level that they can quantify as being dangerous. They have decided that 0.08 is, as far as alcohol goes, but it seems to me that, if they're going to have the idea that, driving while intoxicated is bad, and I'd say that it is, that, that would make some sense.
Well, as far as the danger is concerned, the reason why they can't show a level that's dangerous is because it'd be incredibly difficult to find that. I mean, all the tests have shown that marijuana smoking drivers are pretty much about as safe as regular non-stoned drivers. So you'd have to have somebody who's really, really, really intoxicated to the point of not being able to drive. And
if I was that stoned that I couldn't drive, I wouldn't want to drive.
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
wouldn't be driving. I would be sitting down eating a box of Cocoa Pebbles.
You might say the same thing about drinking alcohol, except for the Cocoa Pebbles part.
I have never known anyone to be in a car accident due to intoxication through cannabis THC. I've never known anyone to get in a fist fight, bloody someone, knife them, shoot them. I have seen and known people that have done that on alcohol.
The first time I smoked pot, I drove a car, and I nearly drove it into the plate glass window of a furniture store. So there you go. I mean,
you're the exception to everything.
Were you a good driver before that?
Yeah, I was a great driver. I was really stoned, man.
Hey, I don't deny that people can be too intoxicated on various different things to drive. There's no doubt about that. But the fact is, many people smoke pot and drive and do it on a regular basis. Look at your local pizza delivery man.
Actually, I'm sure that that's true. Some of them do. And, in fact, I agree that the statistics that, in fact, people that smoke pot are not nearly as dangerous as people who drink alcohol. I would like to point out, it wasn't the first time I'd smoked marijuana. It was the first time I got stoned.
It was the first time you got stoned.
Right, the first time I got stoned. Because sometimes you'll smoke it and it won't
affect
you.
High.
Yeah, that one, it just kind of, I didn't know any better. It just came up on me. I'd smoke cigarettes, I smoked that, whatever.
Well, the choir of police chiefs continues as Balearica, Massachusetts, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that because they always pronounce things weird up here. Balearica Police Chief Daniel.
No place weirder than Massachusetts, though.
Rosa agrees, like Worcester.
Yeah.
Worcester. Anyway, Daniel Rosa agrees. He says, this not only hinders enforcement of the drug laws, but by limiting exit orders, it makes officers less safe on the street. As a result, this makes our communities a bit less safe. If we were just only able to order anyone out of a car for whatever reason that we wanted to.
They want to be able to order people out of cars for whatever reason they want.
That's right.
And they feel that not being able to do that makes them somehow
they're
less
danger.
Safe. When in fact,
all those
I would
pot
say,
smokers with guns that want to shoot them, right?
I would say that it's otherwise, that their officers are less likely to get in scuffles with people whom they have not treated like crap and demeaned and belittled.
More nonsense here from the police chiefs coming up in a moment. 800-259-9231. What this really shows is that the cops are not all about just enforcing the law or just doing their jobs. If they were just doing their jobs, they'd shut the F up and do what it is that the law says. And that means stop ordering people out of their cars because it smells like smoke.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And our website, by the way, includes stuff like the wiki with over 2,000 pages of content created by listeners just like you. wiki.freetalklive.com. Now, have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too darn expensive?
JurisdictionArea.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. And it costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the 4-CD course is so easy that the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit JurisdictionArea.com and download the free tools they have there for you. The free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletter, the free legal dictionary. You can use that. Plus, you can watch their free videos and then buy their course, JurisdictionArea.com. Remember to use the Free Talk Live pull-down menu when you check out to let them know that you heard it here. That's JurisdictionArea.com. 800-259-9231. News out of continuing out of Massachusetts as they are having a bit of a rollback on the war on drugs. There has been a decriminalization of marijuana, the possession of up to an ounce. The Supreme Court has now followed that decriminalization up with a somewhat logical court ruling that actually is in the favor of a little more freedom. They are preventing the police from being able to order somebody out of a car because they smell marijuana, and the police are pissed. And this article from the Lowell Sun over at police1.com is outlining how upset these officers are. They're claiming that it's making communities more dangerous because the police can't order pot smokers out of their cars, as though potheads are just lying in wait for the police officer and holding their machine guns just down below the level of the door so they can blast the cops, as though marijuana smokers are somehow dangerous toward the police. I mean, come on. What do you expect people to believe? Anybody that's ever known someone that has smoked pot should know that most of them are relatively docile people. I mean, clearly angry people can smoke pot, but as Michelle was talking about before, you see the anger coming out when typically those people get drunk.
Let's say that, for instance, you're not dealing with a nonviolent person here for a second. Let's say you've got the most violent marijuana smoker in the state of New Hampshire, Massachusetts. He's got guns on him. He's got a bale of marijuana, two bales of marijuana in the trunk. If the cop never asks him to get out of the car, the cop's not in danger. How's the cop going to be in danger?
The guy's
not going to open fire on the dude.
That's what they're suggesting is the case.
But he's not going to if he hasn't been asked to get out of the car. Everybody who's pulled over just wants their in that situation.
I see what you're saying.
Just give me my ticket, let me go.
That would escalate the situation and possibly mean...
The cop says, step out of the car. That's when the guy's going to open fire on him.
The cops kind of believe that there's... And for good reason. There have been examples of this where... where the cops will pull someone over and they'll blast the cop, I mean, regardless of whether they're asked to get out of the car or not.
So I suppose that's true.
They're claiming that this makes them less safe because they don't get to order you around as much. And so the police officers, that's what they're saying, but some of the defense attorneys are saying the right thing, and of course one of them points out that if the officer smells smoke, the evidence is already up in flames, and there's no indication that there's any intent to sell it, so just write the ticket and let them go. Scott Michaelman, a staff attorney with the ACLU Criminal Law Reform Project, says the ruling is a strong statement that police cannot treat decriminalized conduct as if it were a serious crime. Heavy-handed police enforcement in the face of minor drug infractions not only wastes public resources but disproportionately affects communities of color. According to the November 2008 ballot initiative, which was approved by 65% of voters, individuals caught with less than an ounce of pot must forfeit the drug and pay a $100 fine. And as we pointed out to you, they're not. Well, they're probably forfeiting the drug. But the $100 fine is not getting paid. And all around the state of Massachusetts, the word has spread from what I can tell amongst the underground. People know that they can get away with not paying this $100 fine. And so they're not. And that also must upset the police department. So, they tell you a little bit more about the case that brought this to the Supreme Court, but we told you about that before, and we talked about the issue initially. So, just wanted to share that with you. Oh, one more quote from one of the cops. Sheehan questioned whether rulings like this were what the voters had in mind, though. He says, "I still think marijuana is a gateway drug." Just because you think so, buddy, doesn't mean that it's true. The government's own studies have shown this. It was the Institute of Medicine study. I think it was from 1999, where the Institute of Medicine is the federal government's own study showed very clearly and conclusively that marijuana is in no way, shape, or form a so-called gateway drug. If there is any gateway aspect to marijuana, it's because it's prohibited.
Yes, but the cops don't want to believe that.
Right.
They want to believe that everything they've done up to this point has been right and just and good for society. They don't want to believe that they've locked marijuana users up and ruined their lives and done it for no good, but really their own pensions and the pensions of the ONDCP and in fact, it you know, propagated the drug war and given jobs and to organized criminals. They don't want to believe that.
Okay, so the issue of having and consuming an intoxicant that can potentially cause harm to you or to other people, I suppose, is the reason for it being a crime. What about valerian root, which you can buy at any grocery store? You can get high from the traditional medicinal teas that you find on aisle 7 and or on
awesome.
Cough syrup. Yeah, I can make you such a sweet concoction from things in the grocery store. Like, ooh. But, yeah, and so those are all legal. Those are all, you know, FDA approved and da-da-da-da and can get you way more whacked than any...
So the most important point about this, I think, is to show the hypocrisy of these police, because so many of them will say, and maybe they, you know, again, they're not all the same. Obviously, the chiefs are a little different than the people who are the rank and file. For instance, here in Keene, New Hampshire, I've had plenty of conversations with police officers here that understand that at the very least, marijuana should be decriminalized. They a lot of them get that. They support that idea. However, they're not willing to do anything about it. They're not willing to take action. They're not willing
neither
to stand,
people,
stand up for it. Right, I understand that, Mark, but they are in positions in which they could be more effective if they were to stand up,
sure.
And they don't. And they don't because they're likely afraid of retaliation in many cases. They're afraid of what the police chiefs might do to them. These are the guys who benefit from probably fairly well from enforcing the war on drugs.
Yeah, if you're verbal about your, you know, how you feel about the war on drugs, even just marijuana, you're not getting promotions, you're not getting the good assignments.
Right, and it's the police chiefs that come out every time. If there's a marijuana or medical marijuana provision that's coming up, it's the Police Chiefs Association that sends their top guy out to come and speak out against whatever the change is, because it's not about enforcing the law. It's about having more laws to enforce and to continue enforcing the existing laws. They don't want to roll back their influence. They don't want to roll back their power. They're not just following orders. Otherwise, they would just go along to get along on these issues. They would see that the legislature has passed this new law, or the legislature has gone through with this decrim, and okay, now our job is to do so-and-so.
Yep,
and they wouldn't complain about it. But oh no, it's a threat to their power, it's a threat to their budget, it's a threat to their, ability to control you. And it really, the police are really showing their hand. They're really tipping their hand in this case to show that it's really all about control and obedience. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And they are, of course, protecting and serving the state, not you. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. and wild food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, wild food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body, and the best part, wild food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837 or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can just punch up m.freetalklive.com. Get quick access to our streams and podcast over at m.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we will, of course, take your phone calls. Then talking about this Police1.com article from the Lowell Sun. Police1.com is a police website where cops hang out and talk to one another.
Forum and stuff.
The Brotherhood. And they, of course, have comments on these articles. And one of the articles is about how in Massachusetts, the Supreme Court has now ruled that the smell of marijuana smoke in a car is not a reason enough to... It's not probable cause enough to give the police officer reason to order somebody to step out to search, for instance. And the cops are very upset about this. The police chiefs are commenting in the article, but then the comments on the article at police1.com are also very interesting because they're mostly by cops or people claiming to be cops. And so I'll just pick one here because it's hard to say which one is, you know, the worst. I'm just going to throw one in. This one from SCU275. Let's face it. Our society and therefore our judicial system has straddled the fence on this issue long enough. Slowly but inevitably, we are heading towards complete legalization of marijuana. I, for one, am...
That's right.
tired of the facade. We risk our lives, spend thousands of hours and billions of dollars investigating marijuana, only to see the justice system demean our efforts by handing down ridiculously low sentences and then pass laws which further hamper our crime-fighting efforts. And
I kind of agree with this, though. I mean,
that they're risking their lives enforcing marijuana?
I do think that they risk their lives. They do it, you know, their chances are pretty minimal.
When was the last time they had a marijuana user fight them?
Well, yes, right. Thank you.
Go ask a cop.
Drug busts. I mean, you know, they bust into houses. There's always a chance somebody's going to smoke
them. Did you not see Cheech and Chong movies?
There's a chance, Mark, but most marijuana users are not going to smoke a cop.
But yeah, these guys shouldn't be wasting their valuable time and energy on this stuff. Why are they spending their time and energy on this? They really should be out there getting the real bad guys.
It's an herb that God put on this
earth. I'm not claiming it's not. Sure.
Well, this guy's saying he thinks there should be higher sentences. He thinks that the sentences are ridiculously low.
He's tired of the facade, too. So go ahead and legalize it, he's saying.
Well, that's true. He does say go ahead and legalize it. But anyway, he's trying to claim that it's like this big deal for them and it's really important for them to crack down even harder on pot users. He says, we supposedly go after the bigger fish and alleviate penalties for personal use. Have they ever heard of the concept of supply and demand? Let's just legalize it outright and drop the farce. We can then move on to crime fighting, which is worthwhile, and the government can collect more taxes. The courts would likely clear up their overloaded dockets as well. Win-win. I see no point in enforcing laws which the society and the judicial do not care about. It's a shame that more police at least don't see it in that particular manner. That's one of the better comments on this this particular comments list. And maybe we'll find some more for you here in a little bit. But we'll actually talk to Zach, who's listening in Minnesota. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live, and I think this is a Zach that was formerly training to be a police officer, but you decided against it.
That is correct. You know, if I could just rant for 10 seconds about this case, this is one of the main reasons I left. And I'm glad I got out as early as I did. I was never a sworn officer. I made it to the junior level in a bachelor's program, and that was where we started to talk about ethics and techniques as far as practicing takedowns and all the other stuff that they love to do. And I remember going, you know, to the class, and everyone talked about, oh, yeah, we'll take down with this, and, you know, oh, yeah, that'll get them in the taser class. And it's a culture, and it's a career path, and it's a lifestyle of violence and intimidation, and everyone's type A personalities, everyone fights, and that's what's happening here. It's a lifestyle and culture of control, and they love it. They thrive off it. I can say that because I was there, and really I thank God that I saw the light and got out as early as I did before I turned into one of these cynical, negative guys. But that quote you just read, he's one of the ones that can still see the light. You know, hopefully he can get out or try to affect some change from the inside, which was one of my first or one of my last viewpoints, was maybe I can be that one cop and make some waves. And I started to make waves. I held a lower ranking position within a department, community service officer, which basically you just chase dogs all day. But I started to make some waves, and I could see that life was going to be very difficult if I continued down that career path.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So they intimidate their own people. I mean, they essentially intimidate their own so-called brotherhood into following along and not questioning things. Would you say that's true?
You are trained to be a robot. You will do as you're told. And this is just, you know, for the grunt guys, the people up at the top pulling the puppet strings, of course, you know, they're the ones rubbing elbows with judges and everything else. But yeah, the street guys, you're told this is what you do. You do not question. You follow orders. I tell you that drugs are bad, and I tell you this enough times, and you go through, you know, in some states like Minnesota, where an associate's level is minimum. You need an associate's degree to become an officer, and there's a good semester worth of just indoctrination. Drugs are bad. Drugs are bad. And you hear it enough, and you believe it.
Yeah, and you can actually see this in some of the comments here where they're talking about how drug users, or rather potheads, are stupid. And, of course, it's interesting because there's plenty of dumb cops out there, too. It's not to say that everybody of course, some people that smoke pot are going to be dumb compared to others, but a lot of them are, you know, they're doctors and lawyers and, you know, people that are paid very, very well in the upper echelons of society that smoke pot as well. Of course, the cops don't go around pulling those people over.
They'll pull over
the Lexus and search that guy.
And to kind of finish up my rant, if that person is so dangerous, because I believe you said a couple were claiming that this put them in harm's way. If that person is that dangerous, I'm sure that it's going to come to light pretty quickly. It's not that, oh, I can't order them out of the car. Now what's next? I'm sure whether or not that person's dangerous is going to be known to you fairly quickly.
Based on their demeanor and how they're behaving. So,
exactly.
Here's another quote. This is one from one of the quotes or the comments on PoliceOne.com. Sounds like the Supreme Court in mass is as dysfunctional as the Supreme Court of Canada. At least one of them had her wits about her. Given that all judges were at one time lawyers, probably defense lawyers, their thinking is understandable, though deplorable. Seems that lawyers, like police officers, stick together. Difference is, police help people. Lawyers don't.
I'm really interested in how many judges actually were prosecutors.
Yeah, I was prosecutor.
I'd say that it's a much higher percentage of them that were prosecutors than there were defense lawyers.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people I've known a lawyer who smoked pot too. So how many lawyers are there that smoke pot as well?
Many.
Yeah. And of course, there's plenty of cops that do it too, but they're certainly not going to admit it here on PoliceOne.com. But I just love the last line. The difference is police help people and lawyers don't. Now, there's no doubt that plenty of lawyers are, you know, real scummy and they are just out to milk people for as much money as they can possibly get. But I think some lawyers really do help folks and they are very interested in, you know, some of them are very interested in freedom. And it seems like while some police help people as well, like maybe change a tire on the side of the road, a lot of cops are not helping people.
That video of that cop that wouldn't
hurting
give,
them.
That wouldn't give that couple that was asking for directions, like she ended up giving them a ticket because they stopped and asked her for directions.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, that's helpful.
Yeah.
So, Zach, what are you doing now?
Right now I'm going to school to be a paramedic.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Be sure you're helping people there.
There's definitely some serious help that will be given in that particular that job description. I know you were calling for a different reason, though, Zach, so hang with us. We'll come back to you here in a moment at 800-259-9231. I believe he had a question or two. And, of course, we will take your calls as well about anything at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Oh, and here's another quote I really like from the Police One story. Time to move to another state. The Kennedys have polluted mass beyond repair.
The Kennedys.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning. Available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, where you can see dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show that they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to be part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. You can click Become a Member there on the left-hand side of the page, or you can call the toll-free number that they have on the page at meds.freetalklive.com. Their customer service is excellent. They use a third-party organization to test to make sure that there are no counterfeit drugs that are brought in. All these drugs are what they say they are. They'll walk you through every step of the way, and you'll also save a lot of money. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Whether it's Zetia, Nexium, Lipitor, Abilify, Boniva, Cialis, or Viagra, it's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, so let's continue here with your phone call. Zach is still with us in Minnesota. Now, Zach, I know you were calling for some questions tonight, not necessarily to talk about the cops, but you certainly shared your thoughts, and I appreciated those. What else was on your mind?
What I wanted to ask the three of you is, before I make the move to New Hampshire, because that's a couple of years off for me, I wanted to do some liberty outreach in my area. Mm. And I'm not sure what's the best way to rally people around doing these things. I tried to reach out to a couple of my friends that are kind of on board with my beliefs and everything about, for example, going to the airport and recording the TSA and asking them tough questions, and nobody seems to want to step up.
Right. Right.
They all nod their head in agreement when we talk and everything, and yeah, that's a good idea, but now they won't do anything about it. And is there really, what's the best way to find other people who are willing to do this kind of stuff?
You know, if I knew the answer to that question, I would probably not be living in New Hampshire. I can tell you that my experience down in Florida was that I was associated with the Libertarian Party, so that might be a direction to look. The Ron Paul meetup, Libertarian Party, whatever kind of pre-existing network of liberty-minded people that there might be in your given area, that might be a good starting point. But even with the Libertarian Party, these are people who self-styled themselves as activists. Even with those folks, it was very difficult. I've described it many times as like pulling teeth to attempt to get those folks to actually step up and volunteer and not necessarily take any significant risk, but to just go out and do outreach, just to hand out the world's smallest political quiz and just talk to regular people, not to confront the cops or anything like that, nothing of any significant risk at all. And even that was a relatively difficult task. So that was amongst a group of people who considered themselves activists. Taking folks that just agree with you and turning them into activists, I have no idea how you do that. I mean, I wish I had a better answer for you. Mark?
My answer, I knew that I didn't have to give an answer because I knew what your answer was going to be, which was if you knew how to do that, you wouldn't have moved. This was very frustrating for Ian. I remember Ian, there was a newspaper picture of Ian at the radio station that I worked at, and I didn't know him as well as I do now, obviously. And he had a sign that, honk if you to hate taxes or something like that.
The newspaper picture was posted at the radio station. Yes. It was not me at the radio station
that's
in the picture.
That's correct. It was posted
on the side of the
road.
Station.
And, people would chuckle about Ian's activism at the radio station and make fun. And I agreed with him. And
well, I got plenty of honks.
Yeah, lots of honks. I even helped, I think, at one of the booths that he set up at the county fair to hand out some libertarian information and put people's little sticker on the board for where you are as far as the world's smallest political quiz and things like that. But
yeah, you could take the quiz yourself at quiz.freetalklive.com.
I couldn't get terribly excited about doing this stuff because I saw no reason to.
Well, the quiz is a great outreach tool, and I really think the quiz is a great product, and the Advocates for Self-Government is a great organization. They're the ones that came up with the world's smallest political quiz. They market it. They put it out there for folks to take both online and in print form. And so I probably have handed out hundreds of, if not thousands, of these quizzes and actually took quizzes with people, like standing there in person at the booth that you were talking about, Mark. And I know I've gone through thousands of individuals in my time doing activism. And I'm sure of this, just based on just that one that one week at the county fair. It was just an incredibly busy week, and I was there for 8-10 hours a day giving that information out. And it was a very positive experience for me in general. I mean, it was good for me because it got me to be more extroverted. I had to make an effort to really get people over and talk and to talk about these issues and get them to take the quiz. And so for me, it was a growing experience. It was a positive experience in that a lot of people were libertarian. I mean, a lot of people would score libertarian and they'd never heard of the word before. They didn't know what libertarian meant if they had heard of it. Most people had no idea. And so the idea was really exciting, getting these ideas into people's heads and seeing how many people actually agreed with them. But then that excitement turned into disappointment over time when no one would do anything. So kind of the same issue that you're experiencing, where despite the fact that hundreds of people of the thousands who took this world's smallest political quiz would score as libertarian, would show an interest in the ideas, perhaps even buy a book or buy a pamphlet of some sort to take home and to learn more. These people never showed up at the party meetings, and I can't say I blame them. They're incredibly dull meetings in the first place, and it really was just mostly a group of guys sitting around complaining about the politics or whatever the issues. But my point being, they never even showed up once, right? So they never even showed up to see how bad the meetings were. They didn't do anything. Nothing ever came of it. There was no activation on the part of these folks. Maybe that's me. Maybe I didn't know what I was doing. I don't think I still do, really. But maybe that's because I could have done a better job at trying to activate them, but we collected emails, added them to an email list. Emails were sent out about things that were going on. So it's not like, you know, some of them obviously didn't give us their emails, but it's not like those who were interested in receiving more information didn't. They did receive more information, and they never acted on it. So this has always been my biggest issue, is that people, a lot of them seem to care about the ideas of freedom. But you don't really care unless you're willing to spend time on it. Unless you're willing to do something. And it's frustrating having people do nothing, isn't it?
It is. And I've gotten to the point where I'm sick of sitting on the sidelines. I read article after article online, news story after news story, where the government's just creeping and turning up the water on the frogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to do something to push back, but I can't do it alone.
Yeah,
and
well, you
can't move.
I have
New
a suggestion,
yet, so.
Actually, when people say that, and what I tell them is, first of all, you know, find your philosophical principle and be able to get it down to as few of words as possible. For me, the
your
word,
elevator speech. So.
Well, no, I mean, for me, my entire philosophy can be summed up in, can I say no, the word no, without being persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that, my whole philosophy comes down to that. Can I say no? Can I opt out? You know, and then, but the thing is that, you know, in terms of getting out there and getting involved, you know, you could be doing something all day, every day, and spread yourself so thin, and you know, you're probably not willing to go to jail for all of those things. So find a couple of things that you are really committed to, and commit yourself to those things. And then when you have, you know, other opportunities to, you know, delve into other areas, like Ian is awesome at going every week faithfully to the courthouse, and I've been once to go pass out information and stuff, and but I live 30 minutes away. He's right here. However, if there is something regarding property rights regarding, you know, children or tax resisting issues, I will absolutely be here for every single one of those things, because those are my primary areas of liberty interest that I, you know, for my own activism. So I just suggest to people that they find the things that they're really truly passionate about that mean something to them personally, and, you know, and then go from there. Maybe your thing is the police work.
Yeah, Zach, what would that be? I mean, are there real key issues for you?
Well, yes, it's actually probably the police state would be the one that hits closest to home, and maybe that's why the TSA really kind of grinds my gears, if you will, because they're uniformed government goons overstepping their bounds, and that's the reason I left. So, you know, that's probably my niche.
Well, of course, if you're dealing with the police state, there's a good chance you're going to get arrested. You know, the more you deal with the police, as far as an activism is concerned, the more likely they are at some point going to put you in handcuffs. And you said specifically that you're not ready to get arrested over this, right?
Well, if the time came for it, you know, we got to do what we got to do. So, and
right,
well,
you've got nobody there to back you up.
Like, no, but
you've got nobody who's going to help you if you get arrested. They're not going to support
exactly,
you from the outside.
And that's why I need to connect with some people. So,
boy, I tell you, try the Libertarian Party. Maybe try the Ron Paul meetup if that exists. I don't know where else to look. I mean, if you've got any ideas, I'd love to hear them. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.